Join Robert, Mary, and Rudy. Call anytime, 800-387-8025. Or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to our show headquarters in the New York City area, everybody. And for the next few minutes of RM World Travel, well, Mary and I, we're going to take you to Newport, Rhode Island, located in the 13th state in our nation, admitted to the Union in 1790, and known as the Ocean State, as it's time for Destination Spotlight number 51 in our series. Before we do that, a quick message about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
Well made, well tested, well traveled, Travel Pro puts their luggage through more than 15 different tests, including distance, durability, and temperature, to make sure all fabrics, wheels, zippers, handles, and overall bag design can exceed the toughest wear and tear from frequent travel.
You know, Mary and I, we travel with their Platinum Elite. Rudy's on the go with Max Light 5, and we know firsthand our bags are ready to handle anything we want or need to put them through, because as we always say, one of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, it's quality luggage, and you're going to do none better than Travel Pro. Check them out at travelpro.com. For info, specials, and more. There's also a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, now let's discuss that beautiful seaside city of Newport, Rhode Island, as their tourism CEO, Evan Smith, is holding for us on the show hotline.
Hello, Evan. Nice to connect with you today for our Destination Spotlight.
Thank you for having me on the show today.
Oh, well, nice to have you here with us. So listen, you know, Mary and I, we've probably been to Newport at least a dozen, I don't know, maybe 18 times over the years. It certainly can get crowded during the summer season, but there's always something to do there. And as we head into the post-Labor Day and fall season, frankly, I'd say it's perhaps the best time of year to go to Newport. So we could discuss so many things with you to entice our listeners on Newport. You've been with Discover Newport now for 30 years. So tell me, what are a couple things that you really enjoy most about the city?
Well, I think this is a place where American history comes to life for a lot of people. So this is a place where history, sport, and culture really get up close and personal with it. It's a wonderful place to explore. It's a quintessential New England seaport. So when travelers think of what does New England look like, what does a New England seaport look like, I think they're going to find the image to be Newport, Rhode Island.
Okay, so in terms of the history, I always think of course, the historic mansions, but we've enjoyed the Tennis Hall of Fame, which is located in Newport, for our listeners who don't know that. Great beaches, and of course, specialty shops and great shopping in the
boutiques. Which you've enjoyed.
But I want to touch on what's coming up in September, because there are some big festivals coming up. You've got the Newport International Boat Show, the Newport Mansions Wine and Food Festival, and something new, I think, that you're starting, the Harbor Lights. What can you share about that?
Well, September is one of the great months to visit Newport and all of New England, but we're very fortunate to feature several marquee events. The Newport International Boat Show is September 12th through 15th, and it's both an in-the-water and an on-land boat show. It's one of the largest shows on the American East Coast, but for mariners and other enthusiasts, it's a place to go shop for all types of marine equipment, including small boats, big boats, and everything you need to float your boat. So even if you're not a marine enthusiast, it's a wonderful thing to do. Mm-hmm. The following weekend, September 19 to 22, we have the Newport Mansions Food and Wine Festival, and that's a wonderful culinary event where people can come experience grand tastings from restaurants from all over the United States, actually, and you get a chance to taste some great wine in unbelievable settings of the plush and luxurious grounds of the Newport Mansions. So this is a very elegant event, a nice event to get dressed up for and go experience the finer things in life, the Newport Food and Wine Festival.
A lot of festivals are going on.
What's the Harbor Lights?
We're going to premiere a new event this year, Harbor Lights. We're going to try to illuminate the entire Newport waterfront. Some cities in America do floating parades, light parades at night. We're going to do the opposite. We're going to leave the boats in their slips, and we're going to ask them to light up in the slips. So we're going to move the people instead of the boats. So we envision everybody strolling up and down the historic waterfront of Newport, and all the boats will be illuminated. So we want to illuminate the whole thing, support shopping and dining. It's going to be a great new experience, and we hope it will be a wonderful new annual event.
And what's the date that's coming up on?
That is going to be September 20th and 21st.
Okay, interesting. So, you know, I know Mary mentioned the mansions, and folks, if you haven't experienced them along Bellevue Avenue, you know, you really have to add them to your travel list. So, Evan, if I were to ask you right now to choose one thing that best identifies Newport, would it be the historic mansions? Would it be known as the sailing capital of the world? Or something else that, you know, we do when we're there? It's just a great place to walk.
The wonderful thing about Newport is there's so many different things to different people. And so if you ask that question to 100 different people, you get 100 different answers. I think our city is best known for its architecture. If I had to pick one thing, I think we are an architectural capital. The architecture here is extraordinary. We are the city by the sea. We have great sailing history. But our architecture is unparalleled in America.
Well, and we're not even talking about the quaint B&Bs or all the terrific restaurants in that.
Yeah.
So last question that we like to ask everybody, if you're familiar with this series in our program, we like to ask everybody to give us one fact that would likely surprise someone in an audience about Newport and entice them to come visit. What would that be?
So one of the most popular questions we get asked all the time is, why is our state called Rhode Island when the state is not an island? And the answer to that travel trivia question is that Aquidneck Island, the island where Newport resides, was the original Rhode Island. And so when people come here, they want to know that the fact Rhode Island and the Providence Plantations is the official name of the state, but the city of Newport resides on Aquidneck Island, which was the original.
Which was originally Rhode Island.
Wow.
So you are in both.
True.
That's interesting. Very interesting. All the years we've been, I did not know that myself. So thank you very much, Evan, for joining us today. Folks, if you want to find out more, very simple, discovernewport.org. Have a great weekend, okay, Evan?
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. Take care.
All right, there goes Evan, Newport, Rhode Island. I have to tell you, we have just enjoyed every time that we've been in Newport. And I don't know how you don't. I really don't know how you don't.
It's the perfect coastal community. It really is.
Right now, as we head into the end of the hour one break, a reminder that you can find all the places that we're covering on the homepage of our website under Destination Spotlight. And that is going to do it for the first hour of the program this week, but we still have a whole nother hour straight ahead. And after these messages, Mary, Rudy, and I will be back, and we'll be talking everything and anything in the world of travel with you. Stay with us.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.